Walking past the tennis courts, I was fascinated by the loud, almost aggressive grandness of what was happening there. Tennis is an expensive sport. Brown courts, scattered yellow balls, the confident, elastic sound of the strike. All of it was out of reach. And then the uniforms on top of that. This was an expensive life. In the park, there were several discos or riser concert venues. I played my first DJ set in the city at a place just around the corner at OT301 on Overton. In Odessa, that would have never been impossible even to imagine. Something vaguely similar was done by my friends at the Green Theater, I think around 2014. Every summer, the theater filled with people. For a few months, the park and that venue came alive. A flash of activity before a storm or thunderstorm. It felt like a horizontal initiative, almost a squad, bringing a new wind into the cultural field. And so it went on several years until the war. To close the story into a loop, I wanted to mention one very important event. Important for me, and I hope for 500 or so people who were there that evening. There, in that park, I organized a meeting with an artist and writer, Alexander Brenner. The same Brenner who, 10 years earlier, had burst into the Stedelijk Museum and drawn a dollar sign on a painting by Kazimir Malevich.